Sport on RTE Radio 1.
More sport now from Des.
Yeah, a lot of sport. Night of incredible drama in the Premier League last night. Liverpool survived a real scare, and Chelsea and Manchester United produced arguably the game of the season. Liverpool seemed to be heading for a one-all draw against bottom place Sheffield United. It was very tense, but then Alexis McAllister scored a brilliant 20-yard strike to put them 2-1 up, ease the pressure, and Cody Gakpo added a last-minute goal to give them a 3-1 victory and 2 points clear at the top of the table. But at Stamford Bridge, it finished Manchester United 3, Chelsea 4. Manchester United were leading 3-2 when time was up. They were still leading 3-2 9 minutes into added time, but then Cole Palmer scored twice in 82 seconds. Chelsea had a significant lead. Conor Gallagher and a Palmer penalty had them 2-0 ahead. Garnacho pulled a goal back for United. Bruno Fernandes headed an equaliser. And then, remarkably, Garnacho put United ahead 3-2. They thought it was the winner. But then came that dramatic finish. Maduke was brought down by Dalot in the area. Palmer scored the penalty on 100 minutes. And 80 seconds later, picked up a ball from a short corner, drilled a shot, deflected past Onana. Wild scenes of celebration for Chelsea. Now, the Irish women's soccer team have a big night tonight. They begin their Euro 25 campaign when they play France in Metz. Looking ahead to it now is our commentator, John Kenny.
Group A3, the group of death, where only the top two qualify, has England, the European champions, France ranked 3 in the world, Sweden at number 6, and the Republic of Ireland at 25. Ireland will therefore start rank outsiders, and tonight in Metz, a city that is located along the junction of France, Germany and Luxembourg, Eileen Gleeson's side will run out in front of an expected 18,000 crowd at the venue. France made the semi-finals of the last Euros, that was in 2022, losing to Germany, and indeed Ireland have recent experience against Gerve Reinaert's team, losing 3-0 in a pre-World Cup friendly in Tala last year. The task, though, ahead for Ireland is huge, with a home side riddled with players from the likes of PSG and Lyon, who meet in the Champions League semi-finals later this month. But Ireland do at least have Denise O'Sullivan back, and Aston Villa's Anna Patton could make her debut in defence. Ireland at least have a fallback, as they're guaranteed a playoff place, even if they finish bottom in the group. And this is the level that the women's side wants to play in. The elite one. Kickoff is at 10 past 8. Radio coverage is on RTE 2FM as part of an extended Game On show.
Yeah, and there's lots of action at home as well tonight. The Premier Division leaders Shelburne go to Drogheda. St. Pat's meet Shamrock Rovers in the South Dublin Derby. Derry City play Dundalk, and it's Bohemians versus Waterford. The First Division leaders Cork City meet Cove Ramblers at Turner's Cross. Now, in Gaelic games, this weekend sees the start of the 2024 All-Ireland Football Championship. Former Dublin star Paul Flynn joins us, and Paul, part of a Dublin team that dominated, but this year seems more open. So apart from Dublin, Kerry and Derry, who else can contend?
Yeah, I think we've got the two finalists in Division 2. We've seen the pre-seasons last year that the Derry and Dublin were in the final, and they obviously then were at the semi-final stages. So Armagh and Donegal will fancy their chances for sure. This weekend, we're going to see Mayo in action. They had a very calculated league campaign whereby they managed their squad very well. So they're going to be interested to see how they evolve. Galway obviously need to get all their players back, because if they don't have them, they're going to struggle. And Tyrone are just an enigma. We just don't know what we're going to see with them. So there are certainly challenges there. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see as the championship evolves. It's obviously the different structure we're still getting used to. So it'll be really the group stages before we see who the real contenders are.
Indeed. What's your pick of the games this weekend, Paul?
Yeah, there's the pick of the games is obviously Monaghan Cavan, the derby. And we're covering it with RTE this Sunday. I guess both teams have had mixed leagues. Monaghan obviously getting relegated for the first time in a number of years, and they'd be disappointed with that. And Cavan had a pretty solid league campaign in Division 2, positive enough start for Raymond Gallagher. I covered a few of these games, and interesting to watch Cavan, different approach. They are trying to press the ball higher up the field and gamble on opposition kickouts for sure. And Paddy Lynch up top. They have a focal point in their attack, and they just need to get the ball, need to get good supply to him, try and isolate him against this Monaghan defence, which has been poorest as across the league this year. They've let in 14 goals, more than any other team. For Monaghan, though, look, semi-finalists of the All-Ireland last year, we can't forget that, and they've obviously been without a couple of key players this league campaign. Carol Gallagher going to the AFL, Kieran Hughes stepping away and retiring, after a great career, and the most high profile one being Rory Began, with his involvement with the NFL and the International Player Pathway Program, which is really an amazing story. And to see, you know, Charlie Smith get a contract with New Orleans Saints is just, it's just phenomenal. Maybe Rory Began will get a contract in a number of weeks ahead, but for this Sunday, the interest for me is will he start for Monaghan. And if I was Vinnie Curry, I'd absolutely be starting him for sure. He brings solidity in the goals, experience organising the defensive structure, scoring presence, you know, playmaker. So for me, that's the real big interest and talking point. Obviously tough on Darren McDonald if he does come in, but you have to make these tough decisions at this level. And obviously then Conor McManus, hopefully he can start and we can see him leading the attack for Monaghan. So interesting game ahead, Des, for sure. I'm going to tip a Monaghan win by the closest of margins.
All right, thanks, Paul. Nine games. We'll bring you them all on Saturday and Sunday Sport over the weekend. In rugby, we're at the knockout stages of the Champions Cup. Munster go to Northampton on Sunday lunchtime. Leinster play Leicester in the Aviva on Saturday night. As usual, we're joined by Donal Lenihan. And Donal, Leicester as underdogs present a real risk to Leinster, don't they?
They certainly do, Des. I mean, they have half the pack, half the England pack that beat Ireland against the odds in Twickenham, the likes of George Martin, Dan Cole, Ollie Chessam up front. So they'll travel to the Aviva in hope, maybe more than confidence. But I mean, when you consider, I think it's crazy in a 24-team competition, Leinster-Leicester, they met in the pool stage only in January. It's the third year in a row that they meet in the quarter-final stages. So you could do without that sort of familiarity. But there's a huge carrot there for Leinster. I mean, one Champions Cup in 12 years isn't good enough for a squad as strong as Leinster are. And there's another carrot in that La Rochelle are playing the Stormers down in Cape Town. If they win that, then and Leinster emerge from the game against Leicester, which I expect they will, then next weekend you could have La Rochelle and Leinster in Dublin again. What a prospect that would be.
Munster would be hoping to be staying involved, but they have a tough one. They go to Northampton.
Yeah, it couldn't have been tougher. Again, two teams that met in the pool stage, and we covered that game down in Thomond Park. It was a crazy game. Munster were 20-10 ahead in the 50th minute. Northampton had their hooker sent off just before half-time, yet they came back and they won the game by 3 points. This is a real big challenge for Munster. They're flying in Franklin's Gardens. Northampton are top of the Gallagher Premiership. They had a brilliant win over Saracens last week. And Munster have a big issue at tight head prop. John Ryan was suspended for a tip tackle against Cardiff last weekend. Ollie Yeager, Munster's most recent international, is also out injured at tight head. So there's going to be a massive shift from Stephen Archer, Munster's most capped player on 270 appearances. And also, Des, I think it comes down, is RG Snyman going to be available or not? If he plays, Munster have a chance. If he doesn't, it could be an early exit from Europe, which is a scary thought.
Okay, thanks, Donal. In golf, Leona Maguire shot up the leaderboard at the T-Mobile match play. She's on 3 under par in Las Vegas, in fifth place, one shot off the lead. Only the top eight go ahead to match play after today's round. Stephanie Meadow on level par, just outside the top 10. She could also make it. In the Texas Open, Rory McIlroy in eighth place on 3 under. Akshay Bhatia leads on 9 under. Seamus Power is 1 over. Padraig Harrington 3 over. Finally, in racing, we've got confirmation Wexford will not go ahead today because of the rain, but there is action at Dundalk.